it up again. Fan apt, as alleged to be given to this mass murderer, Adam what's his last name? Lanza? Yeah. Fan app is what's banned by the FDA. And they banned it because they allege that it induces rather than inhibits psychosis. It makes you crazy. Now, why did they want to stop it? They'll say that. But what's the real reason? Well, when they manufactured it, they figured, let's do the exact opposite of SSRIs. Right? Let's, what they do is, it's called, down-regulating the 5-H-T2A receptor, blah, blah, blah. But it does the exact opposite as your standard antipsychotic. But what are the consequences of the antipsychotic? Well, it says on the labels, it'll make you go psychotic. And I've dedicated at least one show in a couple weeks ago, or, you know, at least 20 minutes to explain. You know, you can figure it out in your mind. You don't have to have a PhD, and you'll stand undefeated. If you work it out in your mind as to why our bodies always seek balance, and if you mess around with our brain.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me. flower bending in the breeze. Bend with me, swear with ease. When we're done, you'll have a word with me. Stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. Sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
Nature of this, I believe that they are doing this to us on purpose, to sacrifice you further as a sucker who they are expecting you to feel like you're isolated and alone. Well, guess what? I mean, this is part of what I try to get people to understand where I'm coming from. I don't care what, well, I mean, I want people to champion the same cause of liberty and as justice for everyone here, but it's not so much an ego issue that I need a whole bunch of people to back me. I'll stand by myself if need be. I have to. I really have no choice. Right. So, but they expect you to be you to succumb to fear, you know. And when you realize that you're standing with 99.99999999999% of us, we all want this to be halted immediately. There's no science to this, you know. Especially, it's very easily argued with the antidepressants. Like, that really makes completely no sense. What are you depressed about? It's not impossible that you could be suffering from some chemical imbalance. Let's say that's not impossible. Okay, and so maybe one out of a billion or one out of a million, might be the reason. But guess what? There's no measurement, right? This is what I mean. There's no science here. There's no measurement, right? They don't, and you can't. We don't have the understanding. We don't have the know-how, right? So, but they wanna, they wanna sell us that Adam Lanza. We gotta. Look at his DNA so we can target individuals who might have similar expressions in their DNA strands. They're going to spend American taxpayer money. At least that's what I've heard today. I haven't looked it up yet. But I'd imagine that's very close to the PNACer Zionist threat, right? They want to kill people dependent on their skin tone or, you know, or their nationality. Hopefully we're not losing communication here. So I just wanted to stress this a little bit more to hopefully have you realize too, we are all being cheated so severely that they're prepared to kill American kids while smiling. Like, they do it with grins on their faces, right? They say, though, they won't have a grin on their face. You know, Anderson Cooper won't, when he talks about all these innocent victims that died as a consequence of this psychotic Adam Lanza character. But how is it, like, again, it's not necessarily blaming Anderson Cooper. But how does any male in America still pretend it's a man by not talking about Lieutenant Colonel Marion Carrington? He's confessing as a commander in Afghanistan to having no problems gunning down 8-year-old kids. He enjoys it, apparently. He thinks that this is a position of just the incredible power he has. He claims, so powerful, he will gun down an innocent 8-year-old child, and you can do nothing about it. right? Can we do something about this? I insist that he be taken into custody. Every soldier who disagrees needs to be thought as a threat against the civilized worlds everywhere, here and abroad. We can't let this guy continually walk free here. He gunned down Bibi, an 8-year-old child. And he says, is this one of many children, right? But I'm just trying to get his direct quote. I'll get it after this next break. But, you know, he's got no problem killing kids, and we can't accept this. And why isn't Anderson Cooper concerned about this child's life, Bibi? This is, I mean, one of many kids. I mean, they're drone strikes every day, right? They admit to killing ambulance workers. Don't you want to see death sentences meted against that pirate wearing my American uniform? Well, it's more your American uniform than mine. It would be mine also as an equal contributor to the body politic as fairly elected president of these United States standing. But you didn't want to support me in that respect enough to at least have me participate in that charade that you called a debate, these presidential debates. But yet there was lots of gems there to be had. You know, they both acknowledged, the Commie Pinko Party, that Guitar is your friend. You'll sacrifice your existence here to Saudi Arabia also to overthrow a democratically elected leader. And what is that? Like, that is, I don't know what that is. Like, again, I could blame, think about it from Johnny's perspective. I could blame Alex Jones, of which I do to some degree. I go, why doesn't he just tell us? Be fair about this, Alex. Why are you denying us this privilege in the defense of what's right and just and true here? Do you want freedom for these innocent victims or otherwise? What are you doing by not mentioning this as a measurable fact? They had paper ballots in May the 7th, 2012, but he doesn't mention it. But neither does anybody else in America. But I wanted to also stress the fact that we could think, people could suspect, go, well, yeah, all of America is just a cesspool of wicked, evil people who don't care for the rights of anybody, ever. But that's not true. You know, that's not the case. But there is something going on here, because we looked at Facebook from the initial reports I read off of what really happened and so on, and Prison Planet. You know, they wanted to go after all the truth tellers and, you know, it's a pretty serious thing, you know, shut down everybody's account. And then they, as Rivero put out on his page, they said if he wanted to get access to account, he had to identify this guy, I think he looked like one of those sadist guys with a leather mask. You know, it's almost a threat, right? You tell us who this is. You don't get to speak here. But then they let everybody get back to work again, or get back to communicating. But what did we learn from that? Well, we learned that there's like 30 people in America that can barely bother to speak out for justice issues here. Well, and there's maybe a few more. Okay, let's be overtly generous and say that there's maybe 50 of them that have Facebook accounts. But there's like 330 million people. So that, what is that? People are so, is it that they're so fearful and so busy too? That CNN knows that no matter how loud Johnny screams, people will never forward his podcast. Or they might to one person, but they won't be. They'll never take it as a personal challenge themselves. They'll always expect somebody else is going to do all the dirty work or whatever, and they're just going to sit back as spectators. That must be part of what it is, not entirely, of course, right? But there is something going on. We do have the protesters for Wall Street. Now they came out in the tens of thousands, if not even greater numbers. So that's a big force to reckon with, where you have lots of Americans know that they've been undone, criminally so, by a bunch of shysters in our governmental affairs, hijacking our authorities to pummel us further into the ground while they ship all our jobs overseas. And yet now we have the FBI formally telling us that anybody who objects to the way Obama does things here, they're going to classify it as a domestic terrorist. I want to find out who that FBI is. They don't tell us the name there. Let's get to the bottom of that and have that person arrested as an accessory to the criminal fleecings of more than $16 trillion plus. Because you wouldn't be a domestic terrorist to be concerned about losing so hugely to a criminal affront against our better natures. So who is that, the FBI? And I've always argued that this is really paramount to our struggle here. Because it is important. And there's another story here on democracy. Where did I read it? I'm trying to find it. Another story where you've got a girl being held. Oh, yeah, it was on the Blacklisted News, where they're talking about innocent Americans now being held without charge simply because this young woman, or I think she's like 19 or something, she won't identify faces of individuals they give her photos of because the FBI want to track down these other so-called domestic terrorists. And she wasn't even, apparently, according to the story, which, again, I don't have in front of me. I got to be more prepared for this kind of thing. But she, you know, because she won't name individuals that they have photographs of her, they're holding her indefinitely. Right? That's kidnapping. You can't just kidnap people and hold them in custody without a charge. What is her offense? Right? So we're really close to this wicked, ungodly tyranny, right? They want their NDAA, right? The FBI want to arrest you as a domestic terrorist, but they can't charge you with a criminal offense because what would you do in court, right? You would say, Your Honor, I want...
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Any interactions I've had with police officers have almost always been on the up and up, and these are honorable people who want to secure, you know, they want to defend our innocent selves falling victims to, let's say, gang rapists from KBR or the 9/11 perps. Like, you understand, but they keep telling you the FBI are now going to call all those who disagree with further falling victim to these banking chicaneries as domestic terrorists. But they can't actually charge you with an offense. Right. So we have this situation where they're sort of practicing this. Right. They're seeing that, well, Americans won't speak out. They won't even forward Johnny's podcast when he explains in detail how 9/11 transpired. You know, I'll tell you exactly who the main principal characters are and what we got to do to get started on this task. And you'd think that that would have gone worldwide, that people would have at least put in the effort. But I've maybe it's just we just don't like you, Johnny. Okay, well, think about it. If it was a different person, and what arguments would they have to make for you to understand that your existence is on the line here also? You know, why don't you care for all these victims that they're indiscriminately murdering in Syria? Russia's foreign minister again. I mean, come on, Russia, hire me on or something. You're always missing a couple words, but you're getting better. You're getting better. You know, the foreign minister of Russia, I think it's today or yesterday at Press TV, is being interviewed. He says it's unacceptable that America is funding terrorists to kill innocent people in Syria. This is unacceptable. The other report today, I should have had this handy to read to you. Maybe I can find it before the show's end. But they're talking about the fact that Obama just refuses to negotiate. But this is what it's been like for years in this altercation. Obama can't negotiate because we know what it is. He's an enemy tyrant of wicked evil, right? He wants to overthrow a democracy and steal their bank, right? For as a godless, degenerate, good for nothing, right? All these soldiers die in Afghanistan. He speaks nothing for their concerns, but to see them further sacrificed for the escape of those who pulled off 9/11. Investigations were closed immediately, soldier, you loser. You think just because you can take this podcast and pretend you haven't heard anything else I could speak to falsely allege to your comrades you're still a man, however, because John didn't mention it this go-around? You're not men to sacrifice your lives like this in a true state of cowardice. But it's not only the soldier. Americans won't demand justice either on 9/11. What do we need to understand better? Well, we need to understand that doubt is ever present. Okay, so you can always go, well, maybe not. Maybe planes didn't hit the building. Maybe it's all CGI. Maybe everybody in New York City is just a plant, a disinfo, COINTELPRO player. Everybody in the city, they're top secretly that way. And no, maybe nobody even died, too. Right? And so it's under, and it was, the buildings came down with an intergalactic alien super species, and they were collaborating with effeminate males or something, like Alex Jones would say the bad guys are, right? And they're collaborating with the liberals, as Alex Jones tells you what all liberals believe.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You'll never find as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you. I do. Now I'm not bragging on myself, babe, 'cause I'm the one who loves you when there's no one else.
No,
no one else. You'll never find. Take the end of all time, someone to understand you like I do. Now I'm not trying to make you stay, babe, 'cause I'm the one who loves you. There's no one.
By American taxpayers, right? And you don't care you're not going to demand Obama be arrested either. Because what are you? Again, think about it from Johnny's perspective. Do I call you a coward for not forwarding my podcast? Well, you're just trying to, you want to take over the world. Well, you be Johnny then. Why can't you write a blog or something, man, especially on this Dave Oselect? Don't get lost in uncertainty on that. That's unquestionably the guy we got to go to immediately, starting our apprehension of the bad guys, including Bush and Cheney for obstruction. Dov Zakheim, Zelikow, Condoleezza Rice, most undoubtedly. She signs the invasion of Afghanistan plan 2 days prior to 9/11. But in Saudi Arabia, we have these protesters, mostly kids, right? Now, the military arrests them and takes them away to be tortured. Now, understand why they do that. Now, this is very, now you think about it, you're thinking, yeah, Americans wouldn't torture our own kids. Lieutenant Colonel Marion Carrington is into gunning down eight-year-olds. He thinks this is a position of power, that you can't do anything about it while he guns down an eight-year-old. And you refuse. You say, I don't care, whatever. You know, he counts that you're swimming in doubt. He'll tell you to your face he's gunning down little kids. And CNN isn't going to tell you about it. And you're expected to be just all by yourself and not have a concern. I mean, there are even anonymous services that you can take advantage of if you're fearful in that way. But to know that nobody's talking about this makes me sick. About this Carrington, why does he live here? Why is he still breathing? Why is he not apprehended immediately facing a war crime trial death sentence? He's killing little kids. He's the commander. It's not even a soldier here. It's a commander. He's commanding countless thousands of soldiers under his charge, telling them that there's no problem gunning down innocent kids, that you have don't even allege are even doing anything wrong. Right? This is crazy, and it can't be allowed to continue like this, okay? But in the case of Saudi Arabia, they take these people in. Now, understand why they're torturing them and stuff. Like, part of this will easily be put onto a template against the American Republic because of your contempt so far. You know, if they see, they're using this example, I've argued, and I will touch upon this story before the show is over, about these people they're holding against their wills, kidnap victims, Americans, because they won't identify faces on a photograph. You know, and you can't do that in my America, but apparently it's happening, and Johnny might talk about it, and Will Grigg might talk about it. Awesome guy, by the way, he is. Will Grigg, go research some of the stuff he talks about. He's more centered on these kind of issues where the infringement of rights is very present and paramount for us to get on top of. Don't think of it as just one single American victim. Think about it as America falling victim, right? But the reason they do this, Saudi Arabia, your friends, Obama's personal buddies and Romney's personal buddies, they're friends. They take money from you, American worker. They're going to tax you at all-time highs, I suppose it is, coming in a week. They're taking that money from you that you work so hard for. They're going to give it to Saudi Arabia for free. Free weapons, $50 billion in free weapons to take down these kids. Now, understand, they can't arrest them, right? This is a similar kind of thing. They can't arrest them because what would happen if they arrested them? There's a chance somebody might be familiar with the Quran. You know, Christ is more quoted in the Quran than Muhammad is. It's all about loving God, and they would stand in front of a judge and say, Your Honor, this godless satanic government is against Allah's will to treat ourselves justly. They abuse women across our great nation, denying them an education, denying all of us a fair equal say for this body politic, of which God truly loves us all equally, found unbound to the stars we are. I will that all people of Saudi Arabia be loved like no other, as Allah wills, to find ourselves in mutual respect, to actually defend the rights of innocent others and champion these same privileges to all people, irrespective of your religion, your skin tone, or your sexuality, right? They say something like that. The judge is going to say, bravo, thank you very much, if he's at all religious. If he's not religious and he sides against you as a public proceeding and people read the transcript, who's going to disagree that judge has to be taken down for contempt, right? He's an enemy of Allah, willing a tyranny against our worlds, willing further criminal victimization of women and children and people simply because they're Christians or simply because they're Jews. Like, this is their official position. The commander of the 3rd Infantry is Buford Blunt. Now, while he's not slaughtering innocent souls in Iraq, running thieving expeditions where they kick down people's doors and steal all your stuff, and not doing his military responsibility of defending Iraqi's largest weapons depot, Qaqa, Q-A-Q-A-A. So he didn't do that. That was his only responsibility. And instead, they went on thieving expeditions. Well, while he's not indiscriminately slaughtering innocent people and stealing our stuff, he's one of the commanders of the Saudi Arabian military forces. So you got a military commander of Saudi Arabia ruling over the 3rd Infantry, right? He lives in Saudi Arabia. He works for a Saudi Arabian family, right? Now, see this? You go, yeah, so what? And that's what is that? American soldiers are warring in Bahrain against the civilian population, in Qatar, or minimally supporting the defense of the unruly, unjust, criminal, tyrant governments, right? But the important thing here is that they can't arrest you, right? They can't, they say they have the authority of the will of the nation, but not of the public, right? They can't do this stuff in the broad light of the sun, particularly in a nation where people are somewhat devout, but they're also massively brain damaged, right? They have very difficult time stringing together arguments of more than 5 or 6 syllables. And, you're insulting a whole nation of people. Now you're the bigot. You always say Alex Jones is a bigot. Now you're saying all these people are incapable of holding casual conversations. Well, that's almost actually all I've witnessed. You know, they have very difficult time speaking because they're injected with mercury. It does cause brain damage. But they still can't arrest you formally, so they have to take you away to be tortured. And now they've done this again. Family members of the kids that were taken away tortured protest, and they say, you can't protest. That's a crime, or so-called a crime, but they're not going to formally charge you with anything. And they took all those people away. Now, how far is this away from America right now? You know, you formally have these last couple of days, the FBI say everybody who disagrees with being fleeced by the banksters, who's the kingpin of the Mexican drug cartels, if you disagree that he shouldn't be able to walk free, then you're a domestic terrorist. They claim the FBI says so, right? Who is that, the FBI, right? I say, I don't know of any FBI officer who would hold such a position. Do you? Even, somebody in school, remember your school days? You know, who's actually that wicked of an individual who would want to claim Americans are terrorists, right? And then they can't hold you with a criminal charge because you'd say what I told you. You'd be in front of a judge. You go, look, Judge, Obama's partner or holder's bed buddy here is the head of HSBC who was found to be the kingpin of the Mexican drug cartels who are shipping heroin into our children's veins. Coming out of Afghanistan, and Obama personally, himself directly, Your Honor, was responsible for this Fast and Furious operation where he's given drug cartel heads grenades to kill police officers with, right? Grenades, of which they've used against police officers, and just thousands and thousands of military-grade weaponry. And it's this con, Your Honor. They're not tracking nothing. There's no GPS chips or nothing on this. And they've just killed countless innocent police officers to push their heroin. And the guy who's formally acknowledged as the kingpin financier, like not just, oh, that's just a speculative theory that Johnny or the Rolling Stone might have. The actual evidence the evidence that was gathered in respect to this charge is available about how they directly are, you know, the biggest financiers. They are the Mexican drug cartels. They're doing it officially, laundering this money in these crates that they would take in. You know, it's not like, oh, some guy's just dropping off $10,000. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars in heroin deals that they inject into your kids, Your Honor. And I don't think anybody in America would further stand for their escape if we could speak like we are, one-to-one here. What's your position on this, Your Honor? Don't you think that Holder should be arrested also for contempt, not only in respect to this Mexican drug cartel financier, but also to the Fast and Furious operation where they're giving grenades, Your Honor? And did you know, Your Honor, that the individual responsible for actually giving the Mexican drug cartels their grenades, he lives in Arizona, and his name is John Batiste Kingsley. And guess what, Your Honor? They let him go free. They didn't charge him with anything because I guess they're embarrassed. You've probably heard that too, Your Honor. They're embarrassed. You know, General Ahmad, according to the FBI, was found responsible for a wire transfer of more than $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, alleged at that time to be the mastermind ringleader of the 9/11 terrorist attack. He too, Your Honor, you know, he was, quote, embarrassed, and he did resign immediately, I guess so, eh? But again, the thing I'm bringing to question for yourself, sir, is that he's walking free also. These individuals are not being apprehended. And the forces by CNN and so and company are telling us that our police services, instead of going after actual bad guys, are going to claim all Americans are suspect. And this is what we have with the TSA. They're not following probable cause. It makes no sense. We're falling into some kind of ungodly tyranny where we've forgotten what the Bill of Rights actually represents. Sure, you got the Second Amendment, which everybody talks about. And maybe I could even talk a little bit about it, but it's not really... a gun, you know, they'll say guns don't kill people, people kill people. Well, that's true, but guns don't arrest people either. You know, they're not defending you from a rapist, right? You don't hear about the soldiers lining up all their guns loaded and ready, pointed at George Walker Bush, going, look, we're reopening criminal investigations and you're being taken into custody immediately, you traitor. He closed investigations with Cheney. This is, and FBI officers across the board tell us the same story. They're forbidden to investigate. And it's the certainty of that they count that you will never bother. It's too intense. You'd rather just swim in doubt and uncertainty and not champion what's most likely the probable cause for how this crime occurred. Now, we know that Dave Oslak had his unified vision plan to invade Afghanistan in May. Now, I talked to you yesterday about these war games that were occurring on the day of question. I watched the video, and it's, I don't want to, I mean, I would if my show was longer, but, you know, every minute counts here. But there are some interesting things in here. Maybe I will play a bit of this. Yeah, the beginning of this part. There's a little bit of the second part to this.
Northern Vigilance would redirect fighter jets out of the northeastern sector to patrol Canada and Alaska. Vigilant Guardian and Vigilant Warrior were exercises involving hijacked aircraft that would go in and out of radar. These would appear real to those involved.
We fought many phantoms that day. We got many aircraft calls inbound that morning that turned out to be phantoms.
During that time frame, we had multiple aircraft called hijacked all over the country.
These exercises would not cease until after United 93 was brought down and the attacks were over.
Open line.
Command, Sergeant Richmond.
Sergeant Richmond, Sergeant Light from Cheyenne Mountain Pest Control. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, I need you to terminate all exercise inputs coming to Cheyenne Mountain at this time.
Copy.
And stay on loop until I verify that you where the connectivity is disconnected on the exercise side only. Okay.
Okay, I would definitely have these two individuals arrested. Now, there's so much that you can get in inflections. You can never charge anybody with this, and I don't even want to tell you about it. Because it's something that can be so easily abused. And you don't want to form conclusions on inflections. But, and, you know, because it's subjective. It's really incredibly subjective. And it's really not something I should even have brought up. But I can hear a lot of information in the inflections of what they're speaking. But, okay, that aside. Just the fact here that they run these exercises through the entire terrorist defense. And now this guy, after Flight 93 has gone down, you know, oh, we want you to shut him down now. And it only takes a moment. And we just heard Myers tell us, oh, we had to deal with all the phantoms. Oh, it was so confusing. We couldn't figure it out. Well, yeah, wouldn't this guy who calls for a stop to the exercises know that himself? Of course he would. But he does nothing to stop this from occurring until the whole event is transpired. Arrest them. We have probable cause. Do at least get warrants for their arrest. Seize further information in respect to this. Give them lawyers, okay? But this sounds like they're very complicit. And again, I'm reading into it, okay? But it's just, you think about the circumstances of when they're making this call. Like, this is after, you know, all this action has transpired and Americans have been murdered. And the attitude they have, the inflection, like, it's so much as to the way they end their sentences. But, you know, like I say, it's very nuanced. And you can never, and even if I actually explained it to you in detail and told you what I was thinking, that still doesn't prove nothing. And it's still only subjective. You can't say that's what they were thinking, Johnny. And it's true. I can't. But it's just a suspect, you know. But just that fact that they keep these exercises going throughout the entire terrorist show. And they don't stop them. But you look at how easy it was. It's just a simple phone call. Oh, by the way, we'll listen to it again. Now, you know, like I say, I'm reading into it some, but, you know.
Until after United 93 was brought down and the attacks were over.
Open line.
Command, Sergeant Richmond.
Sergeant Richmond, Sergeant Light from Cheyenne Mountain Pest Control. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, I need you to terminate all exercise inputs coming to Cheyenne Mountain at this time.
Oh, there's something there, man. It's just, okay. Oh, man, I should actually get into this, but
Michael Anthony's Private Stock. Your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. I'm in love with a beautiful gal. She don't care about me. Thought I'd try, not try, to keep her satisfied. She just wouldn't stay. And now she's gone, off and leaving. This is all I can say. All the blues all alone. Baby, say goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is head inside. Oh, Lord. The last long day she said goodbye. Why, Lord, I thought I would cry. She do me, she do you. She got a kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear you when she calls me sweet dad. All over, I lost my heart and same. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, nobody sugar daddy now. All on, all on, I got a lovesick blue.
And then I try to download it, and Scribble won't let me download it, and yet it's available for download, and it's been up here already a couple of months, and then I look on all the search engines, there's nowhere to be found, only at Scrib, and nobody has been able to download this book. And it takes so long to load. Well, it doesn't take that long to load, but I figured, well, you know, it's, and this is somebody in the military put this together. There's no doubt about it. They know a lot of inside stuff that I hadn't read before. And he does bring up this fact that on the Dave Oselec Unified Vision, he's talking about the fact that they initially were, well, I'm reading into this, okay? But he does bring up the fact that they initially wanted to tell you that it was Red X. This is, Unified Vision runs from May the 7th to the 24th, 2001. And this is Dave Oselec, the traitor to America. He wants to mass murder Americans. He wants to kill American soldiers, right, for the satan. Well, maybe, you know, whatever his motives are, we'll find out. But most definitely serving the cause of the Zionist satanic enemy threat. Enemies of Jews far and wide. They break truces routinely. But he's into killing soldiers, right? American soldiers. He's into killing Americans, just indiscriminately slaughtering ourselves, right? In his position of authority, maybe he is satanic. A lot of these players at this level think that Satan is there to defend them against who? Who is that again? What the hell do you think you're? Who the hell do you think you're fooling here? But they think that they get forces from somewhere, and it's almost always in relationship to doubt, right? That they count that you just won't forward Johnny's podcast. You just don't care enough for the life of your own brother or your father or whatever. But remember, he's into killing all these soldiers. So many soldiers die. And then you think in Marion Carrington, you know, soldiers are under him and they don't complain either that he says it's okay to gun down innocent little kids. And that nobody, you know, you won't talk about Syria, right? You won't let the truth prevail there. So chances of you speaking for the interest of an innocent 8-year-old child is like, I believe would almost be, you know, very impossible almost to think that you're going to just, you'd rather live with Anderson Cooper to tell you about how happy your day is going. And we really got to do something about this by not addressing the fact that all these kids are on pills that make them actually psychotic. Scientifically, according to the manufacturing pills or the